I do. I want to introduce my parents. My parents are Robert and Teresa Shore. I don't know if you know them. I know Paul works at AgriVolt, and my dad works with him. So he's been on the fire department. He retired there after 30-some years of being on the fire department. So he, too, has been in this community for quite a while. My brothers and sister also went to school at Carroll Community. Gary, my brother, lives in Glidden. My sister, Kathy, also lives in Glidden. And well, my brother worked at Barrel Carpet Wine for quite a few years, but has had to make a medical retirement, and so he no longer works there because of medical reasons. My sister works at Apothecary and has been in the community for many years, and then also my younger brother David also was a community member, was on the fire department, had kids that both graduated from the Carroll Community School District. So the history is not, I may not have educational history per se, but I do have an education from people who've been in the community.
Well, yeah, I read all the other candidates' interviews, and I thought after every one of them, God, I wish I would have said that. I think the one thing that sticks out in my mind that I wish I would have come up or brought up in my answers to the questions was that I think it's very important as a member of the school board to listen to the teachers and the parents and the administrators and try to be a bridge between all of those. So that would be one thing that I would do as a school board member, would really be to listen to the teachers and parents as well.
I can't remember if it was said in there or not, but while I'm not a Carroll native, I've been in Carroll for 19 years. And so I've been around the system a long time. I've seen it. And how it all works. My kids have been through the school system, are in the school system. I don't have any plans to go anywhere anytime soon. My wife and I are firmly entrenched in our careers here in Carroll. And so I'm invested in this town. I'm invested in the children. Also, I didn't mention the article too. I'm also really involved with students in general outside of the class. I help with our church youth group and help teach at Sunday mornings at church too. And so it's not just about education, it's about their general welfare and letting them have a better life all over as well.
Probably the one thing I know I didn't mention was, I know I've only lived in Carroll for coming on 2 years now, but I think that's probably one of the things that I look back on was probably one of the bigger decisions in my life and in my family's life, was when we were leaving Ottumwa and going to move back and start farming. We looked in Ottumwa, which is where I grew up. We looked in Glidden. We looked in Manning. We looked everywhere. We toured schools. We talked to people. And we chose to come back to Carroll, and set our foundation here because it just seemed like the right place for our family to put down those roots, for our kids to go to school. And I wouldn't have changed that decision for anything right now. My wife and I drove to Omaha yesterday. We were talking about that decision. If we look back, would we have changed anything? And absolutely not, because we made the right decision moving to Carroll because it's a great community. And I look up here, and I did the same thing. I read all those interviews, and I look at, I wish I would have said that. But that's the fortunate thing. I think there's 3 seats open and 5 great candidates. And I don't think the people in the community could probably go wrong.
One thing I wish I would have mentioned is, we have the best 2 things in the world in Carroll. We have 2 great schools. The chamber part of me comes out when people come to town and say, what brought you to Carroll? What brought you to Carroll? What's part of it? First thing, some of them always will be bring the schools up. My kids want to go to Catholic school. Kids want to go to public school. And what people don't realize in Carroll, we have a lot of families where the kids go to one school or the other for some reason or another. So we're very blessed in this town. We can handle any kid that comes to town, and they got a choice, and they got a great choice. So, that's hard to beat. There's a lot of communities that can't say what Carroll can about their schools.